Well, this morning, saints, we've been getting into this topic, making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming.
Amen. So, alors, cette fin de semaine, nous avons couvert le titre « Nous préparer pour la venue du Seigneur ».
We started Friday night asking this question, do we know that the Lord is coming?
Nous avons commencé vendredi avec cette question. Est-ce que nous savons que le Seigneur reviendra?
I hope all of us know right now that the Lord is coming.
J'espère qu'on sait tous que le Seigneur, il va revenir.
That is the divine fact, not made by me or you, but by our God.
Ceci est un fait divin, non créé par toi ou moi, mais par Dieu.
Now the second question is, are we looking forward to the Lord's coming?
Deuxième question, c'est est-ce que nous attendons à son retour?
Are you ready for the exam?
Est-ce que vous êtes prêt pour l'examen?
Well, students, if you've been studying, you are eager to take the exam.
Les étudiants, si nous avons commencé à étudier, nous sommes prêts pour cet examen.
If you have not been studying, you are not so eager to take the exam.
Si nous n'avons pas étudié, donc nous ne sommes pas très hâte, nous n'avons pas hâte de cet examen.
So the Lord will come as a judge and as a bridegroom.
Le Seigneur va venir comme le juge et la mariée.
Well, how do you want to meet your Lord?
Comment tu veux rencontrer ton Seigneur?
I think we all want to meet him as our bridegroom.
Je pense qu'on veut tous le rencontrer comme l'époux.
The second thing we saw that there is a need for the bride to be ready.
Deuxième chose qu'on a vu, c'est qu'il y a un besoin pour que la mariée se prépare.
Why has the Lord not come back?
Pourquoi le Seigneur n'est pas encore retourné?
We should not count as some count delay.
Il ne faut pas compter comme quelques-uns qui comptent pour le délai.
The Lord said again and again, I come quickly.
Le Seigneur a dit encore et encore, je viens bientôt.
So he wants to come quickly.
Alors il veut revenir bientôt.
So everything is ready with the bridegroom.
Tout est prêt avec le marié.
But where is the bride?
Mais où est la mariée?
Is the bride ready?
Est-ce qu'elle est prête?
Maybe you look at the outward situation. Israel is getting ready.
Peut-être vous regardez les choses extérieures, l'Israël se fasse prête.
The man of lawlessness can be revealed once he signs a peace treaty.
L'homme d'injustice va être se révéler lorsqu'ils vont signer le contrat de la paix.
Can the Lord come if the bride is not ready?
Mais est-ce que le Seigneur peut revenir si la mariée n'est pas prête?
According to God's principle, he will wait on man to be ready.
Selon le principe de Dieu, il va attendre jusqu'à temps que l'homme soit prêt.
So I hope we would take heed to the prophetic word.
J'espère qu'on prend garde de cette parole prophétique.
And we'd be ones who are expecting the Lord's coming.
Nous sommes ceux qui attendent sa venue.
So we're going to get now into the title here, making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by having a revived living.
Amen.
And a labor of shepherding.
Amen. Donc ici, notre titre, nous préparer pour la venue du Seigneur, en menant une existence ravivée et par notre labeur pastoral.
If I asked you, have you been revived in your life? All of us would say yes.
Si nous vous demandons, est-ce que vous avez été ravivé dans votre vie? Nous allons tous dire oui.
The first time you were revived was when God came into you.
La première fois que vous avez été ravivé, c'est quand le Seigneur est rentré en toi.
Your spirit was born again.
Ton esprit a été régénéré.
You were enlivened.
Tu as été ravivé.
But do you have a revived living?
Mais est-ce que tu as une existence ravivée?
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Seigneur Jésus.
The key thing is, do we have a living that is revived?
Le point c'est, est-ce qu'on a une existence qui est ravivée?
Hopefully we can have fellowship along this line, how we can have a revived living.
J'espère qu'on peut avoir une communion envers cette ligne, comment être ravivé.
And the burden for this outline is two questions.
Le fardeau de ce plan, c'est deux questions.
And these are the questions the Lord Jesus will ask us when we meet him face to face.
Ces deux questions, le Seigneur va nous demander lorsque nous allons être face à face avec lui.
In Matthew 25, he asked the virgins how much oil they had in their vessel.
Matthieu 25, le Seigneur a demandé aux vierges combien d'huile vous avez dans votre vase.
Have we spent enough time being saturated with the oil?
Est-ce que vous avez passé assez de temps pour être saturé par l'huile?
Or are we always running on empty?
Ou toujours être vide.
We should never run our car on empty.
Ou jamais rouler vide dans notre voiture.
Eventually we break down.
Nous allons briser.
We need to have enough oil in our vessel.
Il faut avoir de l'huile dans notre vase.
So the Lord will ask us, have you spent daily time being filled with this oil?
Le Seigneur va nous demander, est-ce que chaque jour tu passes du temps pour gagner cette huile?
The second question he will ask us, have you been shepherding my sheep?
Deuxième question, est-ce que tu as pris soin de mes brebis?
Brother Emmanuel will share on the part of shepherding.
Frère Emmanuel va partager concernant le soin pastoral.
So if he's going to ask this question, how much have we been filled? I think we need to know how we can be filled.
Si il va demander cette question, combien on a été rempli, on doit savoir comment est-ce qu'on peut se remplir.
Let's read Romans 1 together.
Lisons Romains 1 ensemble.
Before I forget, a lot of the students and saints, at the end, we're going to give you plenty of time to share. So be ready for the test.
Amen.
Be ready to overflow your portion.
Amen. Avant que j'oublie, lorsque je vais terminer, on va avoir un temps de débordement pour partager. Donc, soyez prêts pour déborder votre réjouissance.
Amen. One. Together.
Amen. Un.
In order to
afin
make
de nous préparer pour la venue du
Lord's
Seigneur,
coming,
il faut que nous maintenions notre victoire en menant une vie une existence dans laquelle nous sommes renouvelés jour après jour. Ce renouvellement doit être rafraîchi chaque matin. Amen.
Amen. Revive living.
Amen. Existence renouvelée, ravivée.
But it says maintain our victory.
Mais c'est dire maintenir notre victoire.
How do you maintain our victory?
Comment maintenir cette victoire?
Is it by asking, Lord, give me victory?
Est-ce que c'est de demander, Seigneur, donne-moi cette victoire?
I think we've all tried this. Lord, give me victory.
Nous avons tous demandé, Seigneur, donne-moi cette victoire.
Actually, this kind of prayer is not the Lord's prayer.
En fait, cette sorte de prière, c'est pas la prière du Seigneur.
The Lord says, I have overcome.
Le Seigneur a dit, j'ai vécu.
The Lord is in victory.
Le Seigneur est dans la victoire.
So if you're in the Lord, where are you?
Alors si tu es dans le Seigneur, où es-tu?
You're in victory.
Tu es dans la victoire.
If you realize you're in Christ, Satan is defeated.
Tu réalises que si tu es dans Christ, Satan a été anéanti.
So our position has to be in Christ.
Notre position doit être en Christ.
We're not fighting to victory, we're fighting from victory.
Nous ne combattons pas à victoire, mais dans victoire.
Because it's nothing that we have by ourselves.
Parce qu'il n'y a rien dans nous qui en nous-mêmes.
So let's read the verses if you have them. I'm going to mainly read 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Allons au verset, principalement 2 Corinthiens chapitre 4.
4:16 says, therefore we do not lose heart.
16, c'est pourquoi nous ne perdons pas courage.
Though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Mais bien que notre homme extérieur se détériore, notre homme intérieur se renouvelle de jour en jour.
This word in the Greek, decaying, has different words or meanings here.
Ce mot détériore en grec, il y a beaucoup de significations.
Another word is consuming.
Un autre mot peut dire consumer.
How much of our life is being consumed?
Combien de notre vie est consumée?
Actually, the more busy we get, we're just more consumed.
Le plus occupé qu'on est, plus qu'on va être consumé.
Emmanuel and I were fellowshipping last night about our complicated life situations.
Emmanuel et moi, on a communé hier soir concernant nos vies compliquées.
Many things are consuming us.
Beaucoup de choses nous consument.
Maybe causing us to lose heart.
Peut-être nous faire perdre le cœur, la foi.
But the Lord says, do not lose heart.
Mais le Seigneur a dit de ne pas perdre la courage.
Actually, any kind of death outwardly causes us to lose faith.
En fait, toutes sortes de morts à l'extérieur nous causent pour avoir perdre la foi.
The second part says, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Deuxième partie, mais notre homme intérieur se renouvelle de jour en jour.
So why does God allow us to suffer?
Pourquoi le Seigneur nous amène ou nous laisse souffrir?
Maybe some people were saved because they were told, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, your life will be easy.
Peut-être quelques-uns d'entre nous ont écouté que lorsque nous allons être sauvés, notre vie va être simple.
If you believe in the Lord Jesus, you'll have a life full of blessing.
Si vous croyez au Seigneur, votre vie va être pleine de bénédiction.
Did the Lord have a life full of blessing?
Est-ce que le Seigneur a eu une vie pleine de bénédiction?
Was there a day he didn't suffer?
Est-ce qu'il y a une journée où il n'a pas souffert?
No, he suffered every day.
Non, il a souffert chaque jour.
So now why do we suffer?
Alors pourquoi on souffre?
Well, We're going to see that the reason we suffer is because the Lord wants to renew us.
La raison, on va voir que pourquoi on souffre, c'est que le Seigneur veut nous renouveler.
Everybody is suffering on the earth.
Tout le monde souffre sur cette terre.
But not everyone is being renewed.
Mais pas chaque monde se renouvelle.
Let's read verse 17.
Disons,
our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us more and more surpassingly
Amen.
An eternal weight of glory.
Amen. 17. Car notre légère affliction momentanée produit pour nous en mesure suréminente un poids éternel de gloire.
Lord, just touch me. Works out for us.
Ce que j'ai touché, c'est produit pour nous.
Are your afflictions working out for you?
Est-ce que votre affliction produit pour vous?
Are they causing us just to complain more?
Est-ce que ça vous amène à plaindre plus?
Or are they working out something eternal?
Ou travailler quelque chose d'éternel?
If we accept our environment from the Lord, it can have eternal value.
Si nous acceptons les environnements du Seigneur, ils vont avoir une valeur éternelle.
Especially in our suffering, we start crying out to the Lord.
Surtout dans nos souffrances, nous crions au Seigneur.
Lord, cross me out.
Seigneur, enlève-moi.
Let your life could be released.
Pour que ta vie puisse être libérée.
So for us, suffering is not in vain.
Alors pour nous, la souffrance n'est pas en vain.
But it can work out something eternal.
Mais peut œuvrer quelque chose éternel.
Eternal weight of glory.
Un poids éternel de gloire.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just read A, brothers. Let's read A.
Frère A.
Enjoy the Lord early
tôt le matin,
in the morning.
Afin d'avoir un nouveau commencement chaque jour.
We must enjoy the Lord early in the morning.
Nous devons réjouir le Seigneur tôt le matin.
Let me tell you, brothers, a secret.
Je vais vous donner un secret.
What's the secret to getting up in the morning?
C'est quoi le secret de se lever tôt le matin?
Going to bed early. Thank you.
Aller au lit tôt.
It's so hard, we just can't figure it out.
C'est tellement difficile qu'on ne peut pas se remettre.
Just go to bed.
Juste aller dormir.
Just go to bed.
Aller au lit.
Turn off your phone.
Fermez votre téléphone.
Oh Lord Jesus, the enemy knows all the strategies to get us distracted.
L'ennemi sait toutes les distractions pour nous distraire.
Because if you revive every morning, you will hasten the Lord's coming.
Parce que si tu te renouvelles chaque matin, tu vas hâter son retour.
Every day that you have morning revival will be a day one closer to the Lord's coming.
Chaque matin, tu te fais raviver le matin, tu vas être prêt pour son retour.
And when there's enough believers on the earth loving the Lord's appearing every morning as their morning star, He will come back.
Et s'il y a assez de croyants qui attend pour qui a l'étoile du matin qui se lève, il va revenir.
I believe the students will share more from earlier messages. So I'll read more. Sister, let's read B.
Sœur B. Amen.
Luke 1:78 says, because of the merciful compassions of our God,
Amen.
In which the rising sun will visit us from on high,
Amen.
To shine upon those sitting in darkness,
Amen.
And in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Amen. Luke 1:78-79, pour éclairer ceux qui sont assis dans les ténèbres, et dans l'ombre de la mort, pour diriger nos pas vers le chemin de la paix.
Isn't it so nice, the merciful compassions of God?
Et c'est pas si bien de voir la miséricorde, la compassion du Seigneur, de
they
Dieu,
can visit us every morning.
Qui nous visite chaque matin.
And in the middle of no peace, we find peace in the Lord.
Au milieu de sans paix, on peut trouver paix dans le Seigneur.
Okay, let's read C, brothers.
C.
In order to have a revived living, we must be those who love the Lord
Amen.
To the uttermost. Live
Seigneur,
the daily goal
objectif
of having the fullest
recevoir
enjoyment
la plus grande réjouissance de
of Christ.
Christ. Amen.
What's our goal every day?
C'est quoi notre objectif quotidien?
Gain the Lord to the uttermost.
Recevoir la plus grande réjouissance de Christ.
If this is our goal, we can never be disappointed.
Si c'est notre objectif, on ne peut pas être déçu.
One thing I do, forget the things which are behind.
Une chose que je fais, oublier les choses du passé.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, my burden is in D and E, so we're going to spend most of the time here.
Nous allons passer plus de temps dans D et E parce que c'est mon fardeau.
I'm going to read D. We are renewed day by day through four items.
Nous sommes renouvelés chaque jour grâce à quatre choses.
The cross.
La croix.
The Holy Spirit.
Le Saint-Esprit.
The mingled spirit.
L'esprit mélangé.
And the holy word of God.
Et la sainte parole de Dieu.
If I say, do you like the cross? You'll probably say no.
Si je dis, si vous aimez la croix, la réponse va être non.
If I ask you, do you like the will of God? What will you say?
Si je vous demande, est-ce que vous aimez la volonté de Dieu? Qu'est-ce que vous allez dire?
Yes, we love the will of God.
Oui, nous aimons sa volonté.
But the will of God is us take the cross.
Mais sa volonté, c'est qu'on puisse prendre la croix.
So, why do we need to take the cross?
Et pourquoi qu'on doit prendre la croix?
I'll make a little statement here that I read in the ministry. All suffering God has assigned to us is to renew us.
Je vais lire quelque chose du ministère. Toute souffrance que le Seigneur nous a donnée, c'est pour nous renouveler.
The enemy makes us suffer for no apparent reason.
L'ennemi nous fait souffrir pour pas raison convenable.
But the Lord will not put you in a suffering unless he wants to gain something.
Mais le Seigneur vous mettra pas dans une souffrance s'il veut pas gagner quelque chose.
My wife likes to sew and buys a lot of fabric.
Ma femme aime ça tisser. Et elle achète beaucoup de tissus.
When we got married in Ontario, we drove from Ontario, Owen Sound, to Edmonton, Alberta. When I got married, we drove from Toronto, Owen Sound, to Alberta.
Quand nous sommes mariés, nous avons conduit de Owen Sound, Ontario, jusqu'à Alberta.
And I love my wife.
J'aime ma femme.
That's why I drove across the country to marry her.
C'est pour ça que j'ai conduit à travers le pays pour la marier.
But when I arrived here and we have to pack everything to go back.
Mais lorsque nous sommes arrivés ici et nous avons emballé toutes les choses pour retourner.
There was boxes and boxes of fabric.
Il y avait des boîtes et des boîtes de tissus.
This is like a collection of fabric.
Une collection de tissus.
Like we could open up our own store of fabric.
On peut même ouvrir notre propre magasin de tissus.
Well, I had no love for fabric.
Mais j'ai pas de cet amour pour les tissus.
But I have love for her.
Mais j'ai l'amour pour elle.
Well, why does she have fabric?
Pourquoi elle aime ces tissus?
Every time she would get a piece of fabric, she would measure it.
Chaque fois qu'elle a ces tissus, elle mesure.
She would cut it in place.
Elle va la couper.
And one day she would make a beautiful dress.
Une journée, elle va faire un habit très merveilleux.
Eventually, she saved us a lot of money because she would sew all the clothes for our children.
Éventuellement, nous a laissé sauver beaucoup d'argent parce que on a fait beaucoup d'habits.
So I started to love fabric a little more.
Alors j'aimais le tissu beaucoup plus.
But my point is, when you measure something, you want to possess it.
Mon point c'est quand tu mesures quelque chose, tu veux la posséder.
The same way, when the Lord measures us, He wants to possess us.
La même chose que lorsque le Seigneur nous mesure, il veut nous posséder.
The only reason He puts us under the cross is because He wants to gain a little more of your being.
Mais la raison pour laquelle il nous met sur la croix, c'est pour qu'il puisse nous gagner plus.
When you say something and the Lord crosses you out,
quand tu dis quelque chose, le Seigneur te met sur la croix.
The Lord touches a little something in your heart.
Il touche quelque chose dans ton cœur.
So we should kiss the cross.
Alors il faut embrasser la croix.
Because every time we're crossed out, God comes in.
Parce qu'à chaque fois qu'on est sur la croix, Dieu y vient.
We never should suffer in vain.
Il faut jamais souffrir en vain.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Just to read a verse, it's 1 Corinthians 10:11-12, where Paul says, always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
Amen. 1 Corinthiens 10, 11 et 12. Alors ces choses leur sont arrivées pour servir d'exemple. 2 Corinthiens.
2 Corinthiens, sorry. 11 says, for we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
Amen. 2 Corinthiens 4, 11. Car nous vivons, nous sommes sans cesse livrés à la mort à cause de Jésus, afin que la vie de Jésus soit aussi manifestée dans notre chair mortelle.
And 12 says, so death operates in us, but life in you.
Ainsi donc, la mort opère en nous, mais la vie en vous. Amen.
I think many of us had this experience. When we close our mouth and don't respond, life is operating.
On a beaucoup cette expérience. Lorsque nous fermons notre bouche et ne pas parler, la vie s'écoule.
So many things we say really cause a lot of death to come out.
Beaucoup de choses qu'on dise en sort beaucoup de la mort.
So the first thing is to be renewed, we need to experience the cross.
Première chose, pour être renouvelé, on a besoin d'expérimenter la croix.
The second is the Holy Spirit has been installed inside our being.
Deuxièmement, le Saint-Esprit a été installé dans notre être intérieur.
Titus 3:5 says, not out of the works and the righteousness which we did, but according to his mercy he saved us.
Amen.
Through the washing of regeneration.
Amen.
And the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Titus 3:5, il nous a sauvés, nous, à cause des œuvres de justice que nous aurions faites, mais selon sa miséricorde, par le lavage de la régénération, le renouvellement du Saint-Esprit.
You realize the Holy Spirit is in you?
Réalises-tu que le Saint-Esprit est en toi?
The Holy Spirit is always operating.
Le Saint-Esprit toujours œuvre, toujours, tout le temps.
That is our living roadmap.
Ça, c'est notre guide quotidien.
The cross is out, the Spirit comes in.
La croix vient et l'Esprit vient.
The Lord says, don't say it. I say amen and the Spirit comes in.
Le Seigneur dit de ne pas dire et je dis amen et l'Esprit vient.
And then our spirit becomes life.
Et là notre esprit devient la vie.
Actually, and then the next one is, look at these words, reconditioned, remade, remodeled with the divine life.
Regardez ces mots, reconditionné, refait et remodelé avec la vie divine.
I'm so tired of this meeting hall reconditioning and remodeling it.
Je suis tellement épuisé que cette salle de réunion doit être renouvelée, remodelée, reconditionnée.
We fixed the roof leak so many times.
Nous avons essayé de réparer la fuite beaucoup de fois.
We need to look away at the temporary things.
Il faut regarder hors de ces choses extérieures.
Don't look at the things that are seen.
Ne regardez pas les choses qu'on peut voir.
Look at the things that are unseen.
Regardez les choses qu'on ne peut pas voir.
What the Lord is working in you is something eternal.
Le Seigneur est en train d'œuvrer quelque chose éternel.
This building will collapse like every other bridge in Montreal.
Cet édifice va s'effondrer comme les autres édifices.
But the divine life that's being wrought into you is indestructible.
Mais la vie qui a été œuvrée en toi est indestructible.
And the third thing he gives us is our mingled spirit.
Troisième chose, c'est notre esprit mélangé.
We have a mingled spirit.
Nous avons un esprit mélangé.
All right, Ephesians 4:23.
Éphésiens 4, 23.
That you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Que vous soyez renouvelés par l'esprit de votre intelligence.
The Holy Spirit is in your spirit.
Le Saint-Esprit est en ton esprit.
What is it doing? It's renewing your mind.
Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Il renouvelle tes pensées.
It is spreading from our soul, from our spirit to our soul.
Et il est en train de grandir de ton esprit jusqu'à ton intelligence, à ton âme.
We need more renewing.
On a besoin de plus de renouvellement.
I think the biggest thing young people need today is their mind needs to be renewed.
La chose la plus grande que les jeunes gens ont besoin, c'est le renouvellement de leurs pensées.
The enemy is attacking your mind.
L'ennemi attaque nos pensées.
Trying to fill your mind with every other thought.
Il nous remplit nos pensées avec toute autre pensée.
Every evil imaginable thought.
Des choses qui sont très imaginables.
Thinking, oh, it's okay.
Pensant, oh, c'est correct.
It's just the way God made me.
C'est ce que Dieu m'a fait.
Right? It's just the way God made me.
M'a créé.
Just the way I'm born.
Je suis né ainsi.
Our mind needs to be renewed.
Nos pensées ont besoin d'être renouvelées.
Actually, our mind can become sick.
En fait, nos pensées peuvent être malades.
Where we start thinking thoughts that we don't even want to think about.
En pensant des pensées qu'on ne veut pas penser.
We start thinking thoughts of a brother. That, where did that come from?
En pensant à un frère que je ne sais pas où est-ce que c'est venu.
We need to set our mind on the Spirit.
Il faut placer nos pensées sur l'Esprit.
We have the choice and ability to stop our mind.
Nous avons le choix et aussi l'habilité pour arrêter notre pensée.
This weekend, a thought came up about a brother that was not from the Lord.
Ce week-end, une pensée est entrée dans ma tête concernant un frère qui n'est pas dans le Seigneur.
For a short time, I was entertaining the thought.
Un court temps, je divertissais ce pensée.
The Lord says stop.
Mais le Seigneur a dit arrêtez.
Don't go down that path.
N'allez pas dans cette voie.
Don't start figuring out in your mind and reasoning all the reasons why you're offended.
Ne sois pas dans ta pensée pour penser à toutes les raisons pourquoi tu es offensé.
This thought is from the enemy.
Cette pensée est de l'ennemi.
Put it to death right now.
Mets-le à mort maintenant.
So the Lord renewed my mind.
Alors le Seigneur renouvelait ma pensée.
Now I could have the Lord's table with my brother this morning.
Maintenant, ce matin, je peux avoir la table avec mon frère ce matin.
Because the enemy, you know, wants to distract and divide his people.
Parce que l'ennemi veut distraire et diviser son peuple.
And the last thing we need is the holy word of God.
Dernière chose, c'est la sainte parole de Dieu.
You realize if you're saturated with the word of God, you could just think of a verse and be renewed.
Réalises-tu que si tu es saturé de la parole de Dieu, en juste en pensant de la parole, tu vas être renouvelé.
That's what our brother testified. I can just think of Romans 8:6 and I'm renewed.
Ça, c'est ce que le frère a témoigné. En juste en pensant en Romains 8, 6, et il est renouvelé.
So let me ask a high school senior, what is Romans 8, 6?
Je vais demander à un secondaire âgé.
What is 8, 6?
Romains 8, 6.
Someone in high school, grade 12 or first year, what's Romans 8, 6?
Secondaire.
Stand up. No, you're not high school. No, you're not
secondaire
high school.
Secondaire 5
ou 6. No, high school. Or like grade 12, first year.
Ou première année. Universitaire.
No, you don't know the verse? How can the Lord renew your mind if you don't know the verse?
Comment est-ce que le Seigneur peut renouveler ta pensée si tu ne connais pas le verset?
The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
Amen. La pensée placée sur l'Esprit est la vie et la paix.
Just thinking about that verse renews my mind.
En juste en pensant à ce verset, ça renouvelle mes pensées.
All the verses in the Scripture are able to renew us.
Tous ces versets dans la parole peuvent nous renouveler.
But if you don't have the Bible in you, how can God renew us?
Mais si tu n'as pas la parole en toi, comment est-ce que tu peux être renouvelé?
We need the word in us.
On a besoin de cette parole en nous.
So college students, read your Bible.
Les étudiants collégiaux, lis votre Bible.
Dennis, read your Bible.
Dennis, lis ta Bible.
I need to be my mind renewed.
J'ai besoin de pensées renouvelées.
These are the four things the Lord has given us.
C'est quatre choses que le Seigneur nous a données.
With remaining time, I'd like to point E says, we need to come to the Lord's table in newness.
Le restant du temps, j'aimerais partager eux. Nous devons venir à la table du Seigneur en nouveauté.
The Lord never takes an old table, and we need to be renewed by learning to say, I'm sorry, forgive me.
Le Seigneur ne prend jamais une table qui est vieille. Nous devons être renouvelés en apprenant à dire, je suis désolé, pardonne-moi.
Matthew 26:29 says, but I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the wine from now until that day when I drink it anew with you in the kingdom of my Father.
Amen. Matthieu 26:29. Mais je vous le dis, je ne boirai plus désormais de ce produit de la vigne jusqu'au jour où je la boirai avec vous, nouveau, dans le royaume de mon Père.
Oh Lord Jesus is never old.
Notre Seigneur n'est jamais vieux.
He is always new and fresh.
Il est toujours nouvel et frais.
But many times we are old.
Mais tout le temps, nous sommes souvent vieux.
And we come to the Lord's table old.
Nous venons à la table vieux.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Seigneur Jésus.
What makes us old?
Qu'est-ce qui nous fait vieux?
Ever thought about what makes us old?
Est-ce que vous avez pensé qu'est-ce qui nous fait vieillir?
Well, one thing that makes us old is negative things between us and God or negative things between us and men.
Une chose qui nous fait vieillir, c'est les choses négatives entre nous et Dieu et les choses négatives entre nous et l'homme.
Something happened between you and your wife last night or this morning, and now you're in oldness.
Quelque chose qui est arrivé entre vous, toi et ta femme, hier soir ou ce matin, là vous êtes dans la vieillesse.
All of us are still living in the old creation, and the more we touch another, the more negative byproducts we touch.
Nous sommes tous dans la vieille création. Nous vivons tous dans l'ancienne création. Et lorsque nous nous touchons, nous transmettons des choses négatives.
And when we touch negative things, we get offended either at God or offended at one another.
Et si nous touchons ces choses négatives, nous allons offenser Dieu ou offenser les uns les autres.
Have we all been offended by the Lord before?
Est-ce que nous avons déjà été offensés par le Seigneur avant?
I think you would all raise your hand if I asked you the next question.
Alors, je pense que pour la prochaine question, vous allez tous lever la main.
You really wanted something to happen in your life, but it did not happen.
Tu veux vraiment que quelque chose arrive dans ta vie, mais celle-ci n'est pas arrivée.
You really wanted to get that mark, but you didn't get it.
Tu veux vraiment cette marque, mais tu l'as pas eu.
And you even went to the prayer meeting right before that exam so you could get a better mark.
Alors tu vas dans la réunion de prière pour juste avant l'examen pour que tu puisses avoir la meilleure note.
Maybe even read your Bible extra that day because you had an exam.
Ou avoir lu plus la Bible juste pour avoir plus de une meilleure note.
Haven't we done this?
Est-ce qu'on n'a pas déjà fait ça?
We're in this kind of thought, if I'm good this week, then God will be good to me.
Est-ce qu'on n'a pas pensé que si je suis bon au Seigneur, il va être bon pour moi?
Then it doesn't happen and we're offended at the Lord.
Et si ça n'arrive pas, je vais être offensé envers lui.
Well, the Lord arranged that environment to gain something more of you.
Le Seigneur nous arrange des situations pour qu'on puisse, pour qu'il puisse nous gagner plus.
So how do we not be offended at God? We need to say amen to the Lord's arrangement.
Comment ne pas être offensé par le Seigneur, c'est de dire amen à son arrangement.
Can we all say amen for your sovereignty?
Est-ce qu'on peut dire amen, Seigneur, pour ta souveraineté? Amen for your sovereignty, pour ta souveraineté.
Amen for all my siblings.
Amen pour tous mes frères et sœurs.
Amen.
Amen pour tous mes frères et sœurs.
Amen for my parents.
Amen pour mes parents. Amen.
Amen for my professors.
Amen pour mes professeurs.
We could go on. There's many things we need to say amen, Lord.
On peut aller ainsi de suite. Beaucoup de choses, on peut dire amen, Seigneur.
Maybe amen for that one brother or one sister in the church.
Amen pour cette sœur ou ce frère.
I could make it if it wasn't just for that one person.
Nous allons pas être, je peux pas être ici si c'est pas pour cette personne.
My brother Kerry testified. If it wasn't for that one brother, I could be an overcomer.
Kerry a dit, si c'est pas pour cette personne-là, je peux pas être un vainqueur.
I love all the brothers, except that one always defeats me.
Okay. Si, j'aime tous les frères, sauf ce frère qui dérange toujours.
So we get offended, and the second thing that makes us old is not forgiving others.
Deuxième chose, c'est lorsque nous sommes, c'est de ne pas pardonner les autres.
We all need to learn to be forgiven by the Lord.
Nous avons tous besoin d'apprendre d'être pardonnés par le Seigneur.
Do you think at the Lord's coming, if you justify yourself, I'm not here because this person offended me?
Est-ce que tu penses que devant le Seigneur, lorsqu'il revient, tu peux dire, je suis pas ici parce que une personne m'a offensé?
I'm not ready because so and so offended me.
Je suis pas prêt parce que quelqu'un m'a offensé.
Do you think the Lord will take that excuse?
Tu penses que le Seigneur va prendre cette excuse?
The Lord told him, I've forgiven you everything.
Le Seigneur a dit, je t'ai pardonné tout.
He's forgiven all your sins.
Il t'a tout pardonné, tous tes péchés.
There's no price you can pay for what the Lord has forgiven you.
Il n'y a pas un prix que tu peux payer pour ce que le Seigneur a pardonné.
So why do you hold that small sin against your brother?
Pourquoi tu gardes cette petite péché que le frère a fait contre toi?
So may we learn to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
Apprenons à dire, je suis désolé, pardonne-moi.
Let's say that. I'm sorry, please forgive
désolé,
me.
Je suis désolé, pardonne-moi. Amen.
When is the last time you've told someone, I'm sorry?
C'est quoi la dernière fois que tu as dit à quelqu'un, je suis désolé?
If it's been more than a week, you're old.
Si c'est plus qu'une semaine, tu es vieux déjà.
If it's been maybe more than a day, you're probably old.
Si c'est plus qu'une journée, tu es déjà vieux.
Because every day we offend people.
Parce que chaque jour, nous offensons quelqu'un.
And that makes us old at the Lord's table.
Et ceci nous rend vieux dans la table du Seigneur.
We should not partake of the Lord's table unless if we're offended with another brother.
Il faut pas prendre la table du Seigneur si nous avons offensé un autre frère.
So my little testimony, and I'll finish, is on Friday night I really got offended by a brother.
Vendredi soir, j'ai été vraiment offensé par un frère.
And we had some exchange back and forth.
Nous avons eu des échanges.
And I was struggling with the Lord, like how to respond.
Je luttais avec le Seigneur, comment répondre.
I was right.
J'avais raison.
He was wrong.
Il avait tort.
But the Lord doesn't take that right argument.
Mais le Seigneur prendra pas de cet argument.
And I realized, if I don't get this right by Lord's Day, I cannot partake of the bread.
J'ai réalisé que si je n'arrange pas ceci avant le jour du Seigneur, je ne peux pas prendre cette table.
I can maybe still go to the meetings and enjoy it, but if I don't get it right on Lord's Day, I cannot partake of the same bread.
Aller aux réunions, mais au jour du Seigneur, à la table du Seigneur, je ne peux pas partager ce pain avec lui.
So I was very stubborn and arguing with the Lord for over a day.
J'étais très têtu et parler avec le Seigneur pour une journée.
And finally this morning, I finally had the courage to send him a message, brother, my attitude was not right.
Et finalement, j'avais finalement le courage de lui envoyer, frère, mon attitude était mauvaise.
Please forgive me.
Veuillez me pardonner.
Now we can enjoy the Lord's table together.
Maintenant, on peut être à la table ensemble.
Forget about the offenses.
Oubliez ses offenses.
The only one that wins is the enemy.
Le Seigneur, la seule personne qui gagne, c'est l'ennemi.
So let's learn to defeat the enemy.
Alors, apprenons à défaire l'ennemi.
Forgive before even ask to be forgiven.
Pardonnez avant de demander d'être pardonné.
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Soyez renouvelé dans l'esprit de votre pensée. Amen.
Well, we come to the last half of the last message.
Nous venons au dernier moitié du dernier message.
And I kind of forgot my whole message.
J'ai un peu oublié tout le message.
As Dennis was sharing, he was describing a living that would bring the Lord back.
Pendant que le frère Dennis partageait, il décrivait une sorte d'existence qui va ramener le Seigneur.
A living of being revived day by day.
Une existence ravivée jour après jour.
A life of being renewed.
Une existence ravivée, renouvelée.
From the inside out.
De l'intérieur vers l'extérieur.
In the context of a normal human life full of suffering.
Dans un contexte d'une existence humaine pleine de souffrance.
And I'm just praying, Lord, give me that living.
J'ai prié au Seigneur, Seigneur, donne-moi cette existence.
College students, ask the Lord to bring you into a revived living.
Chers étudiants collégiaux, demande au Seigneur de vous ramener à une existence ravivée.
But I still have to give this message, so.
Mais je dois quand même donner ce message.
This revived living is a basis.
Cette existence ravivée est une base.
Is a foundation.
Est un fondement.
Because even though revived living would make us ready for the Lord's coming.
Même si cette existence ravivée va nous rendre prêts pour la venue du Seigneur.
The Lord desires a corporate bride.
Le Seigneur cherche une mariée collective.
Our living is necessary.
Notre existence est nécessaire.
And it's foundational.
Et c'est un fondement.
But the Lord also needs us to serve him.
Mais le Seigneur a besoin que nous servions le Seigneur aussi.
He needs us to live a life not just for ourselves.
Il a besoin que nous vivions une vie pas seulement pour nous-mêmes,
but for others.
Mais pour les autres.
We saw this weekend.
Nous avons vu cela ce week-end.
Right? We need to grow in life.
Il faut grandir dans la vie.
Unto maturity.
Jusqu'à la maturité.
Until we're filled with his life.
Jusqu'à temps que nous sommes remplis de sa vie.
And we're ready for rapture.
Et que nous sommes prêts pour être enlevés.
We're filled with the heavenly life.
Nous sommes remplis de la vie céleste.
No tie to the earth.
On n'a aucun lien avec la terre.
And when he comes, we lift off.
Et quand il va revenir, nous allons partir.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
A revived living will get us there.
Une existence ravivée va nous amener là.
So normal.
C'est si normal.
Go to bed early.
Tu te couches tôt.
Wake up early.
Tu te lèves tôt.
Spend time in the Lord.
Tu passes du temps avec le Seigneur.
Open the Word.
Tu ouvres la parole.
Look for the Lord's appearing.
Tu cherches l'apparition du Seigneur.
Let him dispense his life into you.
Tu le laisses dispenser sa vie en toi.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, c'est si merveilleux.
We also saw that at the judgment seat.
Nous avons aussi vu que au siège du jugement.
We'll be asked, what did we do with that life?
On va être demandé, qu'est-ce que vous avez fait avec cette vie?
Did you serve my desire?
Est-ce que tu as servi selon mon désir?
Remember, did we give food?
Est-ce que tu as donné de la nourriture?
At the proper time.
Au bon moment.
Right? Give food. At the proper time.
Donner la nourriture au bon moment.
That is a faithful and prudent slave.
C'est un esclave fidèle et prudent.
Yeah. And so, today we come back to this matter of our service.
Donc aujourd'hui, on revient à la question de notre service.
What kind of service can we offer?
Quelle sorte de service est-ce qu'on peut offrir?
That'll make ourselves ready.
qui va nous rendre prêts.
And that will prepare the bride for Christ.
Et qui va préparer la mariée pour Christ.
Okay. Let me read to you Roman numeral 2.
Je vais lire le point Romain 2.
In order to make ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, we need to maintain our victory by participating in Christ's heavenly ministry.
Amen.
To feed his lambs.
Amen.
And shepherd his sheep.
Amen.
In order to take care of God's flock, which is the church that issues in the body of Christ.
Amen. Afin de nous préparer pour la venue du Seigneur, nous devons maintenir notre victoire en participant au ministère céleste de Christ, nourrissant ses agneaux et paissant ses brebis pour prendre soin du troupeau de Dieu, qui est l'Église, laquelle aboutit au corps de Christ.
Amen. So we're revived every day to live the life of God.
Nous sommes ravivés chaque jour pour vivre la vie de Dieu.
But what's the life of God?
C'est quoi la vie de Dieu?
God is love.
Dieu est amour.
So we live a life of love.
Donc nous vivons une vie d'amour.
And that love is expressed through shepherding.
Et cet amour est exprimé par les soins pastoraux.
Shepherding is a love story.
Les soins pastoraux, c'est une histoire d'amour.
Shepherding is the experience of this love.
Les soins pastoraux, c'est l'expérience de cet amour.
Shepherding is love's commission.
Les soins pastoraux, c'est la commission de l'amour.
In John 21,
dans Jean 21,
after Peter had failed miserably,
après que Pierre a échoué,
and given up on everything,
il a tout oublié, abandonné.
Forget God's desire in serving God.
Ah, j'oublie le désir de Dieu et de servir Dieu.
I'm a failure.
Je suis un échec.
I'm going to go to work.
Je vais aller retourner au travail.
I'm going to take care of my needs.
Je vais prendre soin de mes besoins.
Who wants to follow me?
Qui veut me suivre?
And all the disciples went, right?
Et tous les disciples ont suivi.
Well, the Lord comes to them.
Et le Seigneur leur est venu.
And shepherds him.
Et les appelle.
Oh, this little sheep got lost.
Oh, ce brebis a été perdu.
Come back, come back.
Reviens, reviens.
What does he ask him?
Qu'est-ce qu'il lui a demandé?
He asked him, do you love me?
Il lui a demandé, est-ce que tu m'aimes?
Let me ask you.
Je vous demande aussi.
Do you love him?
Est-ce que tu l'aimes?
College students, do you love him?
Chers étudiants collégiens, est-ce que vous l'aimez?
Dear saints in Montreal, do you love him?
Chers saints à Montréal, est-ce que vous l'aimez?
He says, feed my lambs.
Il dit, nourris mes agneaux.
He says, shepherd my sheep.
Paix mes brebis.
He says, feed my sheep.
Nourris mes brebis.
This is love's commission.
C'est ça la commission de l'amour.
The Lord, even though Peter failed, came to him in love.
Même Pierre est venu au Seigneur dans l'amour.
And commissioned him to love others.
Okay. Le Seigneur a commissionné Pierre à aimer les autres.
Yeah. Feed my sheep.
Nourris mes brebis.
Shepherd my sheep.
Paix mes brebis.
Feed my lambs.
Nourris mes agneaux.
And so Peter, in his epistles, donc, now a whole life later,
et donc Pierre, dans ses épîtres, mais c'était toute une période,
he passes this commission on to us.
Il nous a donné cette commission.
He says, shepherd the flock of God among you.
Il dit, paix le troupeau de Dieu parmi vous.
By becoming patterns of the flock.
En devenant des modèles pour le troupeau.
Patterns of the flock.
Les modèles pour le troupeau.
And so we're going to look at a couple patterns.
Alors nous allons regarder quelques modèles.
With a view that the Lord wants to make us patterns.
Avec une vue que le Seigneur veut que nous devenions des modèles.
The real shepherding is being a pattern.
Le vrai berger, c'est d'être un modèle.
A pattern of the God-man living.
Un modèle d'une existence d'un homme Dieu.
A pattern of shepherding.
Un modèle d'un berger.
According to God's love.
Selon l'amour de Dieu.
Okay. So the first one we look to for a pattern, college students, you're smart. Who do you think that is?
Premier modèle qu'on va regarder, l'étudiant collégial, c'est qui?
Huh? Who's the pattern? Yeah. You always get the right answer. Just say Jesus.
C'est Jésus. C'est toujours la bonne réponse.
That's right. So we come to A. We need to shepherd people according to the pattern of the Lord Jesus in his ministry. for carrying out of God's eternal economy.
Le point A, nous devons paître les gens en suivant l'exemple du Seigneur Jésus dans son ministère pour mener à bien l'économie éternelle de Dieu.
Okay. When he came as a man, when God came embodied in Christ as a man on the earth.
Quand Dieu est venu sur la terre en tant qu'un homme.
He came as a shepherd.
Il est venu comme un berger.
He didn't come to do a great work.
Il n'est pas venu pour faire un grand travail.
Or become the king of Israel.
Ou pour être le roi d'Israël.
Even the crowds pushed him to be one.
Même la foule l'a poussé de l'être.
But he came as a shepherd.
Mais il est venu en tant que berger.
Matthew 9:36.
And
seeing the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them.
En regardant la foule, il a été émouvé.
Because they were harassed and cast away like sheep not having a shepherd.
Parce qu'ils étaient abattus et dispersés comme des brebis qui n'ont pas de berger.
And then John 10:11.
Et Jean 10, 11.
I am the good shepherd.
Je suis le bon berger.
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Le bon berger donne sa vie pour les brebis.
This is our creator God.
C'est notre créateur, Dieu.
Embodied as a man.
Comme un homme.
And he didn't say, worship me.
Il n'a pas dit, adore-moi.
Serve me.
Serre-moi.
He came to lay down his life for
me. Il est venu pour nous donner sa vie.
He came to bring his flock back together.
Il est venu pour rassembler son troupeau.
This is so sweet.
C'est si doux.
This is the expression of God's love.
C'est l'expression de l'amour de Dieu.
Point one, it says, our not having the Father's loving and forgiving heart and the Savior's shepherding and seeking spirit is a reason for our barrenness.
Petit un dit, le fait que nous n'avons pas le cœur aimant et clément du Père et l'Esprit qui paie et qui cherche du Seigneur est la cause de notre stérilité.
Yeah. That's why we need a revived living.
C'est pour ça qu'on a besoin d'une existence ravivée.
Because in our old life,
parce que dans notre ancienne vie,
we have no love for man.
Nous n'avons aucun amour pour les hommes.
We don't have a loving and forgiving heart.
Nous n'avons pas un cœur qui est plein d'amour et de pardon.
We have no care or desire to shepherd others or seek others.
Nous n'avons aucun désir pour prendre soin des autres, pour chercher les autres.
In fact, in our old life, we're very critical of others.
En fait, dans notre ancienne vie, nous sommes très critiques envers les autres.
We put standards upon others.
Nous donnons des standards aux autres.
Impossible standards.
Même des standards impossibles.
Ones we can't keep.
Même des standards que même nous, on ne peut pas garder.
But we expect others to keep.
Mais nous attendons à ce que les autres atteignent.
You realize we can never build up the body of Christ this way?
Est-ce que vous savez que vous ne pouvez jamais édifier le corps de cette façon?
Oh, we need a new life.
Oh, nous avons besoin d'une nouvelle vie.
We need to enjoy the life of our shepherd.
Nous avons besoin de jouir de la vie de notre berger.
We have the shepherd living in us.
Nous avons le berger qui vit en nous.
Oh, his loving heart is ours.
Et son cœur qui est plein d'amour est le nôtre aussi.
His forgiving heart is ours.
Son cœur de pardon est le nôtre aussi.
His heart to seek people out.
Son cœur pour aller chercher les gens.
It's in us.
Est en nous.
We need to cherish people. To make them happy and to make them feel pleasant and comfortable in the humanity of Jesus. Amen. We need to nourish people, to feed them with the all-inclusive Christ in his ministry of three stages, in the divinity.
Amen. Petit 2. Il nous faut choyer les gens, les rendre heureux, à l'aise et confortables dans l'humanité de Jésus. Nous devons nourrir les gens, les nourrir du Christ tout inclusif dans son ministère en trois étapes, dans la divinité de Christ.
Amen. So you have the humanity of Jesus and the divinity of Christ.
Alors nous avons l'humanité de Jésus et la divinité de Christ.
The kind of shepherding we're talking about can only be carried out by a God-man.
Le soin pastoral dont nous parlons peut seulement être mené à bien par un homme Dieu.
A man to cherish.
Un homme qui choisit, qui chérit les gens.
Into our situations.
Qui entre dans les situations des autres.
To know what we're feeling.
Pour connaître les sentiments des autres.
Make us happy.
Et de nous rendre heureux.
But also, God.
mais aussi Dieu.
Able to nourish us.
Qui est capable de nous nourrir.
The good food.
Avec de la bonne nourriture. La parole de Dieu.
This is the shepherding we need.
C'est les soins pastoraux dont nous avons besoin.
And so, a few examples of Christ's life on the earth.
Quelques exemples de la vie de Christ sur la terre.
One is found in John chapter 4 with a woman at the well.
Un exemple, c'est dans Jean 4 avec la femme au puits.
Yeah, I love it. Because it says that he had to go. He had to pass.
Ça dit qu'il fallait passer par la Samarie.
So the Lord was in Judea and he had to go to Galilee. And that's a straight line.
Donc le Seigneur a quitté la Judée et il s'en a encore à Galilée. Normalement, c'est une ligne droite.
But he had to go to Samaria.
Mais il fallait qu'il passe par la Samarie.
That is not on the way.
Ce n'est pas sur le chemin.
But like a shepherd, he knew he lost one sheep.
Mais en tant que berger, il savait qu'il a perdu un brebis.
He's the one who leaves the 99 to go get the one sheep.
Il est celui qui laisse le 99 pour aller chercher le seul brebis.
He had to take a detour.
Il fallait prendre un détour.
To go get the lost one.
Pour aller chercher le perdu.
And he found her.
Et il l'a trouvée.
And he cherished her with his humanity.
Et l'a choyée avec son humanité.
Jews don't talk to Samaritans.
Les Juifs ne parlent pas aux Samaritains.
But he said, "Give me a drink."
Mais il a dit, donne-moi quelque chose à boire.
She's like, "You're Jewish. Why are you talking to me?"
Mais elle était comme, mais toi tu es un Juif, pourquoi tu me parles?
This is wonderful.
C'est merveilleux.
But then he nourished her. By revealing himself to her as the fountain of living water.
Mais ensuite, il la nourrit en se révélant comme une source d'eau vive.
This is our pattern.
C'est notre modèle.
A detouring savior.
Un sauveur qui prend des détours.
A detouring shepherd.
Un berger qui prend un détour.
Have you had this experience?
Est-ce que vous avez déjà eu ces expériences là?
You know, this week, of course, there was a conference.
Ce week-end, il y avait une conférence.
I was asked to share three times.
J'ai été demandé à partager trois fois.
So I wanted to do a good job, right?
Donc, je voulais faire un bon travail.
So in my heart, I had nothing else in my life.
Donc, dans mon cœur, j'avais aucune autre chose.
But then the car broke down.
Mais ensuite, l'auto a brisé.
And I have a wife and four kids at home.
Et j'ai une femme avec quatre enfants à la maison.
And I won't really get back home until this coming Wednesday.
Et je ne vais pas rentrer chez moi avant mercredi.
So leave my wife with four kids and no car.
Et donc je laisse ma femme avec les quatre enfants sans auto.
Okay, well, by God's grace, I fixed the car, right?
Mais par la grâce du Seigneur, j'ai réparé l'auto.
And I'm not good being a mechanic.
Et moi, je suis pas un mécanicien.
But certainly, that took some of my time from the conference, right?
Sûrement, ça a pris du temps de la conférence.
And so now I really have no time.
Et maintenant, j'ai vraiment pas de temps.
But right after I fixed the car, I was going to drive around the block.
Après que j'ai réparé l'auto, j'allais prendre un tour.
To make sure it worked.
Pour le tester.
And I see a brother at a bus stop.
Et je vois un frère à un arrêt d'autobus.
A dear college student.
Un étudiant collégial.
And I drove right by him.
Et je l'ai passé.
I had no time.
J'avais pas le temps.
I got down to the block.
Et je suis passé un autre
rue. The whole time after I saw him.
Et pendant tout ce temps-là, je l'ai vu, mais je l'ai regardé tout droit.
I love that brother.
Oh, j'aime ce frère-là.
That touched that detouring shepherd.
Mais j'ai touché le berger qui fait des détours.
I pulled up next to him and I rolled down my window and I said hello.
Et je me suis arrêté et j'ai dit bonjour à lui.
We talked a little bit right there.
Et on a parlé un peu.
And then he said, "Can I get a ride?"
Il m'a demandé, est-ce que je peux avoir un lift?
So I gave him a ride.
Donc je lui ai donné
un ride. And we had this sweet fellowship in the car.
Et on a eu une communion douce dans la voiture.
And I was even able to pray for a situation that he opened up.
Et on a même prié pour quelque chose qu'il m'a raconté.
This is our shepherd.
C'est lui notre berger.
This is the kind of serving.
C'est ce genre de service.
Not out of compulsion.
Pas de l'obligation.
Right.
La compulsion.
Yeah, that's okay. Obligation.
So,
I know some French. No, I don't. But willingly.
Mais avec la volonté.
Because this loving one is inside.
Parce que celui qui est plein d'amour est en moi.
And when we're revived, we can live according to his life.
Et quand nous sommes ravivés, nous pouvons vivre en fonction de cette vie.
And we can serve according to his life.
Et nous pouvons servir en fonction de cette vie.
Okay. Oh no. Okay. Amen. Sorry, time goes really quick.
Tant pis.
There are so many more examples of the Lord Jesus in his shepherding.
Il y a tant d'autres exemples avec le Seigneur, avec ses soins pastoraux.
I'm going to mention two, but not go into it too deep, though.
Je vais en mentionner deux, mais pas rentrer en profondeur.
All of us should revisit these stories with these glasses on.
Mais nous devrions tous regarder ces histoires avec ces lentilles.
This is my pattern of a shepherd.
C'est lui le modèle d'un berger.
So I could do the service of building up the body of Christ.
Pour que je puisse servir l'Église pour édifier le corps de Christ.
So there's an adulterous woman in John chapter 8.
Il y avait une femme adultère au chapitre 8 de Jean.
And they were all going to stone her.
Et ils allaient la lapider.
You know the story, right?
Vous connaissez l'histoire?
And he said, "He who's without sin, cast the first stone," and they all had to leave.
Il a dit, celui qui est sans péché, que vous soyez la première personne de lancer la pierre. Et ils ont tous parti.
And then he asked her, "Who condemned you?"
Et il lui a demandé, qui t'a condamné?
She said, "No one."
Elle a dit, personne.
And then he says, "Go and sin no more."
Il lui a dit, va et pêche.
Actually,
plus.
He said, "Neither do I condemn you."
Il a dit, en fait, moi, je ne te condamne pas non plus.
Go and sin no more.
Va et ne pêche plus.
The Lord did not condemn her.
Le Seigneur ne l'a pas condamné.
The Lord has not condemned any of us here.
Le Seigneur ne condamne personne ici.
We were all these lost sheep.
Nous sommes tous les brebis perdus.
But one at a time.
Mais un par un.
He has shepherded us together.
Il nous a ramenés, il nous a paix.
Look it.
Regardez.
We're the flock of God.
Nous sommes le troupeau de Dieu.
Why are we here today?
Pourquoi nous sommes là aujourd'hui?
Our shepherd.
À cause de notre berger.
Didn't condemn us.
Il n'a pas condamné.
But he brought us together.
Il nous a ramenés ensemble.
To feast on his life.
Pour festoyer sur sa vie.
Oh. This is our pattern.
C'est lui notre modèle.
Who could you condemn righteously?
Qui est-ce que tu peux condamner justement?
In everyone you know,
parmi tous les gens que vous connaissez,
all your friends,
tous vos amis,
all the strangers you meet,
tous les étrangers,
regardless of what they look like,
peu importe ce qu'ils ont l'air,
or what flag they fly,
ou leur drapeau,
think about that.
Pensez-y.
Would you condemn them?
Est-ce que vous allez les condamner?
Or would you go to them?
Ou est-ce que vous allez les visiter?
Would you love them?
Vous allez les aimer?
If they were in sin,
et si ils étaient dans le péché,
could you free them from the power of sin?
Est-ce que vous pouvez les libérer de la puissance du péché?
Not just cherish them,
pas seulement les chérir,
but would you nourish them?
Est-ce que vous pouvez les chérir?
You know, she was very cherished that she didn't get a stone thrown at her.
Elle était très choyée qu'elle n'a pas reçu une pierre.
But then the chapter ends with, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed.
Mais le chapitre termine avec la parole, si le Fils vous libère, tu seras libéré.
And it also ends with the truth shall set you free.
Et ça dit aussi que la vérité vous libérera.
Students, can we be one with that person, the Son that lives in us, and go and speak the truth?
Chers étudiants, est-ce que nous pouvons être avec le Seigneur et aller proclamer la vérité?
To set people free.
Pour libérer les gens.
From the power of sin.
De la puissance du péché.
Or will we simply judge them?
ou est-ce que nous allons simplement les juger?
Because they're sinners.
À cause de, parce qu'ils sont des pécheurs.
Do you sense love's commission?
Est-ce que vous ressentez la commission de l'amour?
Is the Lord calling you?
Est-ce que le Seigneur vous appelle?
May we all be shepherds.
Nous soyons tous des bergers.
Okay. He's given us himself as life, and he's given us himself as the word, so that we can go and meet people and meet their need.
Il nous a été donné comme la vie, comme la parole, pour que nous puissions aller aux autres pour les mettre.
Amen. I have to move on. We have another pattern.
On a un autre exemple, modèle.
Of the Apostle Paul.
Qui est l'apôtre Paul.
Who shepherded the saints as a nursing mother and exhorting father to, in order to take care of God's flock.
Qui paissait les saints comme une nourrice et un père qui exhorte dans le but de prendre soin du troupeau de Dieu.
You know why I love the Apostle Paul as a pattern?
Vous savez pourquoi j'aime l'apôtre Paul comme modèle?
Not because he's such an excellent Christian.
Pas seulement parce qu'il est un chrétien excellent.
That never messed up.
Il n'a jamais fait d'erreur.
And therefore he's a pattern to me.
Et qu'il est du coup un modèle pour moi.
But because he realized he was the foremost.
Mais parce qu'il s'est rendu compte qu'il était le pêcheur principal.
And in him,
et
God,
lui,
as the shepherd, was able to reproduce himself.
Et en lui, Dieu comme le berger était capable de se reproduire.
So if he could do it in Paul, the foremost.
Donc s'il peut le faire en Paul, qui était le principal pêcheur.
He will do it in me.
Il va le faire en moi.
Students, he will do it in you.
Chers étudiants, il va le faire en vous.
Okay. So he was a nursing mother and an exhorting father.
Donc il était une nourrice et un père qui exhorte.
Isn't that love?
N'est-ce pas l'amour?
Who can love you more than your own mother?
Qui peut vous aimer plus que votre maman?
Even if you're in jail, she'll still love you.
Même si vous êtes dans la prison, elle va toujours vous aimer.
And how about your father?
Et ton père?
He goes to work every day.
Il va au travail chaque jour.
Help you with your college education.
Pour vous aider avec une éducation à l'université.
Think about that.
Pensez-y.
Spending his life so you can get ahead.
Il passe sa vie, toute sa vie, pour que vous puissiez avancer.
Paul said, "I would gladly spend and be utterly spent."
Paul a dit, je serai dépensé et je vais être heureux d'être dépensé pour vous.
On behalf of the believers.
Au nom des croyants.
He cared for each one.
Et il a pris soin de chacun.
All his epistles are loaded with names.
Chacun de ses épîtres était plein de noms.
Read the last chapter of Romans.
Et si vous lisez le dernier chapitre de Romains.
So many of his epistles have a name.
Tant de épîtres avaient des
Timothy,
noms.
Timothy, Philemon.
Timothée, Philémon.
Oh, he had an intimate concern for people.
Il avait un souci intime pour les autres.
Where'd that come from?
Ça venait de où?
That came from the good shepherd living in the apostle Paul.
Ça venait du bon berger qui habitait dans l'apôtre Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We have a couple more points here and I'll be done.
On a quelques points ici et je vais terminer.
This is how Paul taught.
C'est comme ça que Paul a enseigné.
Regarding the church.
Par rapport à l'église.
Paul indicated in his teaching that the church is a home to raise up people, a hospital to heal and recover them, and a school to teach and edify them.
Paul indique dans son enseignement que l'église est une maison où les guérir et les recouvrer. Et une école où les enseigner et les édifier.
Oh, what is the church life?
C'est quoi la vie de l'église?
What is this gathering right here?
C'est quoi cet rassemblement ici?
This is the household of God.
C'est la maisonnée de Dieu.
How do we know this? Paul taught us this.
Comment on sait? Paul en parle.
right? In Ephesians 2:19, he says we are members of the household of God.
Dans Ephésiens 2:9, il dit que nous sommes de la maisonnée de Dieu.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:14, he says, console the faint-hearted.
Dans 1 Thessaloniciens 5:14, ça dit de consoler ceux qui n'ont pas de la foi.
Sustain the weak.
À soutenir les faibles.
Doesn't that sound like a hospital?
Est-ce que ça, ça a l'air d'un hôpital?
You know, sometimes when you're so sick,
des fois, quand vous êtes tellement malade,
you can't even eat.
Vous ne pouvez même pas manger.
You need someone to come to you.
Vous avez besoin de quelqu'un pour venir à toi
and to feed you, right?
Et de te nourrir.
Isn't that the church life?
N'est-ce pas la vie de l'Église?
This is a life of mutual shepherding.
C'est une vie de soins pastoraux mutuels.
Look around us. Don't we have young ones?
Regardez autour de vous. Est-ce que vous
avez
des jeunes, des plus vieux?
This is the family of God.
C'est la maison, la famille de Dieu.
Young people, didn't you enjoy your hospitality?
Est-ce que vous avez aimé votre hospitalité, apprécié?
Don't you just have this feeling like these are my brothers and sisters?
N'avez-vous pas le sentiment que voici mes frères et mes sœurs?
That sweetness comes when we live this life together.
La douceur vient quand nous vivons cette vie ensemble.
And then it's a school.
Et c'est aussi une école.
This conference, isn't it a help?
Cette conférence n'était pas une aide?
To know who your God is?
Savoir qui est votre Dieu.
That he's coming back?
Qu'il va revenir.
And then we need to make ourselves ready?
Et qu'il faut nous préparer.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, c'est si merveilleux.
Okay. Well, to carry out all of this service.
Afin de mener à bien tout ce service.
And to make ourselves ready for the Lord's coming.
Et de nous préparer pour la venue du Seigneur.
We end with this point.
Nous terminons avec ce point.
Paul revealed that love is the most excellent way for us to be anything and to do anything for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Love prevails.
Amen. Paul révéla que l'amour est le chemin le plus excellent pour que nous soyons et fassions quelque chose pour l'édification du corps de Christ. L'amour prévaut.
College students, love.
Yeah.
And love.
Yeah.
Amen.
L'amour prévaut.
Amen. And love.
Yeah.
Et love never fails.
N'échoue jamais.
1 Corinthians 8:1, but love builds up. 1 Corinthians 13:8a.
Amen.
Love never falls away.
Amen.
Or love never fails.
Amen. L'amour dans 1 Corinthiens 13 n'échoue jamais.
We started this conference with loving the Lord's appearing.
Nous avons commencé cette conférence avec aimer l'apparition du Seigneur.
And we end with the shepherding as the expression of love.
Et on termine avec les soins pastoraux comme l'expression de l'amour.
Do you want to know the secret to making yourself ready for the Lord's coming?
Est-ce que vous voulez savoir le secret de vous préparer pour la venue du Seigneur?
Love the Lord.
Aimez le Seigneur.
And love each other.
Et aimez les uns les autres.
Love the Lord.
Aimez le Seigneur.
And shepherd the sheep.
Et paie les brebis.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will make us ready.
Le Seigneur va nous préparer.
Amen. Thank you.
A little bit. We'll have one brother open with a confirming word, and then all the students can line up.
Maintenant, c'est le tour des étudiants de partager. Il y aura un frère qui va commencer. Il y aura des microphones pour partager.
If you come now, you can be given more time. At the end, you might only have one sentence.
Si vous venez au début, vous allez avoir plus de temps. Sinon, vous allez perdre du temps.
We're now going to do 45 seconds after Brother Luke.
45 secondes après le frère Luke.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. What a wonderful weekend. It's so good to be here with all the saints blending together as this wonderful household of God. You know, this conference is, I think, an eye-opener for all of us. I've been in the church life and heard the prophetic word, and I certainly do know that the Lord is coming. And certainly the events, not only in the outward, but also in the church life, point towards his imminent coming, his coming soon. But I'm so encouraged that, you know, we could leave this time depressed and feeling the weight of responsibility, right? There is this aspect. There are things to do, right? We heard about our service. But we just want to encourage everyone that, you know, love. Amen. It starts by loving him. Amen. By loving him, he will fill you with himself. Amen. And the only way to be made ready is by him. Amen. Faithful is he who calls you, Amen. Who also will do it. Amen. The condition is if you're open. If you're open to this loving one. Amen. Oh, this father who loves his son. Oh, this bridegroom who loves his bride. Amen. Oh, saints, if you would just open to him, Amen. Receive him, Amen. And grow because of him, Amen. And live because of him. Amen. Oh, to love and shepherd one another. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord, we have a chief shepherd. Amen. Oh, and this shepherding life is in each one of you. Amen. Open to this one.
Amen. Oh, is it my phone? Amen. I enjoyed Luke 1:53. The hungry he has filled with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Amen. Yesterday night we heard about message 3, and Brother Abel shared that the sister from UK asked the Lord to let her go from the world, and the enemy raided her house, leaving her nothing. Although she lost everything, she was still in the spirit, eagerly awaiting Christ. Amen. What a way we should live in. We should always gain Christ. We should always come back to him. Amen. I want to be that last sheep that Christ saved. And I want to be willingly to be brought back to the church because of his loving kindness. Amen.
Amen. In this conference, I really was touched by this point that the Lord is coming back quickly. You know, reflecting on how I've been living in the past month, I've been just so busy and I haven't had a lot of time for the Lord. But this conference has reminded me that the Lord comes back at the most unexpected times. We shouldn't just say, oh, I'll do this later, or I'll just make time for the Lord later, because there is no later time and there is no better time. We shouldn't hold the Lord back for other things. We want to be those who are ready and those who are precious when he comes as a thief in the middle of the night. Amen.
This conference, I felt quite condemned by the word. We discussed the Lord's coming back. And there's one reason why the Lord hasn't come back yet, and that's because I am not ready. So, Lord, my prayer is, make me ready. Lord, I know that it can't be of me. Lord, but work in me. Lord, make me a useful vessel. Lord, make me a shepherd. Lord, one with a revived living. Amen.
So after Kristen, we'll go down to 30 seconds per person. Maybe Keon, you can help with the piano to make a time after Kristen to 30 seconds.
Hi, everyone. So I was very touched by last night's sharing. So one of the points is to have the life, divine life imparted in us. We have, like, God has to strip us of a lot of things. And I want to use my own testimony to back that up. So later on that night, Brother Abel shared that he said this sentence, like, you're the average of your 5 closest friends, right? And I started thinking about my friends, and I was like, all these adjectives come up, like, oh, kind, compassionate, like, followers of Christ, lovers of Christ. And I'm like, wow, I'm the average of all that. But that didn't come overnight. That was after God stripping me of my other friends. And I think that what really helped me is through faith, and thank the Lord that we could use his faithfulness to be faithful back to him. And a verse that always helped me is that, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not go weary. They will walk and not be faint. And last point, we have to heed to his prophetic word. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a lot of things that I would like to share, but I got to pick one. So, the one I want to talk about is on the subject of why God allows suffering. It's something that we've touched upon today. It's because God wants to renew us through suffering. And this is kind of a question that I also kind of asked internally too. But, you know, like when reading through the Old Testament, it's pretty clear that the Israelites are, they call on God very conveniently only in times when they're in suffering. And so to a certain degree, if we don't have any suffering, we probably would just forget about the Lord. But God doesn't want us to dwell in like natural goodness of things, because God wants more than just that. God wants to sit in us to reconstitute us, to change us. Because although there may be good things in our nature, but that's not what God wants. That's not the basis, not the foundation of building up the church. God wants something that is unnatural, funny enough. So praise the Lord that we're here getting transformed.
Amen. Amen. So it wasn't really up until this conference that I fully realized the urgency of the Lord's return and the part that we all have in it. But praise the Lord, my eyes were opened. We have to take the prophecy seriously and our preparation seriously, because our prayers determine when the Lord comes back. So we need to live like the Lord is coming back tomorrow so we can be overcomers.
Amen. Amen. I was really touched this weekend by the brother speaking that many points throughout our life, we ask, why, Lord? It struck a chord with me because this has been my experience lately, and especially this weekend, actually. I've thought many times, Lord, it would be so much easier to enjoy you if this didn't happen, or if X wasn't on my mind, or whatever. But thank God for the timely intervention that I don't have to be consumed by these things. Lamentations 3 says, it is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Praise the Lord that our suffering is not in vain.
I found that all these messages this weekend really exposed me and touched me. They made me wonder, am I eager and ready for the Lord's coming? And what else is tugging on my heart? Because the Lord can only gain ground if we're empty and hungry. Then we can eat of him and let him into every part of our life daily. The Lord will pick the first fruits that are ripe and ready. So, Lord, I want to be ripe and ready.
Amen. This morning, I really was hesitant to come because I was really tired. But then I was like, if I stay, I will miss something. So this morning, I really like when the brother said, we're not fighting toward victory, but we are from victory. Revive yourself every morning. You will be hastening the Lord coming. And this really touched my heart and really made me realize that God is coming really soon and we really need to wake up.
Amen. This weekend I was touched that my living is not expressed in Christ in a way I want to show to my friends. If I don't have Christ and if I'm not living to his appearance, how can I nourish and cherish my friends when talking about the gospel to them? And even though this weekend scared me of some of the messages that the brother shared, a verse came to me that was not only an encouragement but also reassurance. And Revelation 3 says, I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Amen. The Lord needs my little power to be able to overcome and be his bride.
Amen. I enjoyed the one message about the prophetic heed and the vision of the morning star. Many times we as Christians, we just know the Lord's coming back. And we think we don't have to do anything. But in reality, we have to make ourselves ready and have the vision of the morning star so that we can make ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need to grow in life. And the Lord wants us to grow where we are, however mature we are, however young we are. It doesn't matter. Because when we have this life, then we can minister. We can minister to the saints and we can minister to our friends. I like the example of Joseph. Joseph was one of the youngest, but even so, the Lord matured in him so that he could give food to he could give food to the children of God. Amen. Amen. He could serve the children of God. Amen. But for us to do that, we need to use the circumstances that God gives us.
Amen. I appreciated the verse in Matthew, Matthew 24:45. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? And I was really touched by this word proper time, because just as we covered this weekend, that our own maturity in life does not happen all at once. It happens over many, many times, many interactions with the Lord. So must our feeding, so must our shepherding be with those that we are caring for. We cannot expect to care for them one time and that they would be ready, that they would mature. Rather, we need to be faithful every day, every moment, right? Even just to be diligent to shepherd and feed them.
El Señor viene pronto, así que realmente tenemos que estar preparados y esperarlo con ansias.
The Lord is coming soon, so we need to prepare ourselves and eagerly expect his coming.
Él literalmente solo nos está esperando porque en cualquier momento puede venir.
He is literally just waiting for us because he could come at any time.
Así que tenemos que pensar en, ¿nosotros estamos listos para que él venga?
So we need to ask ourselves, am I ready for his coming?
Hay que vivir su vida, solamente es eso, no es muy complicado aunque nos dé miedo que venga.
We just need to live his life. It's not that complicated, even though his coming might scare us.
So, amen.
Amen.
We have to be faithful and prudent slaves. We have to be faithful and prudent slaves so that we can grow and mature spiritually for the preparation of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be raptured. That is our goal. We want to be the 144,000 people that are chosen. We want to empty ourselves first so that we have space for the Lord to come into us. Matthew 25, we want to be those who have oil in our vessels. We don't want to waste our time on this earth. We are not divided. We are one, and we are all in this together.
Amen. As the conference is coming to an end, I don't know about you, but this morning I woke up today wary, thinking about having to return to all my commitments at school, work, even complaining about coming home to Toronto late at night. These priorities rushed in, and immediately I needed to stop these thoughts, because if there's one thing that I've learned from this conference, it's that we're called to live for a higher purpose, which is to prepare for the Lord's coming. Actually, the reason why this generation is so lost is that when people cannot find something big enough to give their life to, they'll look for something small enough to waste it on. That's really all it is. So what a privilege it is to be part of God's flock. Yeah, I was reminded by a quote from Charles Spurgeon saying, "Nothing teaches us about the preciousness of our Creator as much as when we learn the emptiness of everything else. We need to realize that whatever is waiting for us at home or half consecrations, even our service, can be tools for Satan to stupefy the believers from loving the most precious one." I hope that we all felt the serious sense of urgency in these messages, and that one day we would gain Paul's experience of Christ and even become those willing to suffer the loss of all things and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ.
Amen. Amen. We have a detouring Savior. When the brother mentioned this, I was really touched because I realized that the campuses are like a crazy road work, right? Like there's so many different ways we could go to class, go to, you know, meet with our friends. And the Lord has been showing me recently through many different instances, but one in particular, just how the Lord and how much the Lord can do with a simple detour, even on campus. And so one time I just finished my class. It was a Friday. I was ready to go home. But then for some reason, I had a feeling to go to the second floor of the engineering building. And I wanted to exit the other way, but you can go to the second floor and then come back down. Anyway, I just went up, and I saw one of my friends that I've been trying to take care of recently in the study room all by himself. And I just went in there, asked if I could study with him, and he said, sure. Long story short, we just started to talk about the Bible, opened up a little more about his current situation and how he's super busy with school. But even just that alone showed me, like, I didn't know why I was going upstairs to the second floor, but like, the Lord wanted me to talk to my friend. And this is how he can use, you know, all these little things in our life, especially our detours, you know, to you know, speak to others, right, to do what he wants. And this is how we can have the same mind as him and be made ready, because others also out there, they need the Lord, and they also want to be made ready for his coming.
Amen. I was touched by this word. It says to say in our heart,
that our master delays is to love the present evil age and not to love the Lord's appearing. Wow, this is to say in our heart. It's not even to say it out loud, right? Say in our heart, oh, the Lord is delaying his appearing. It means we don't love the Lord's appearing. And I appreciate Brother Peter said, expecting and hastening the coming of our Lord, the day of our Lord. So not only, oh, Lord, save us from, you know, saying in our heart that the Lord delays his appearing, and also that we would be those expecting his coming. And not only that, can you believe that it says, pray that it would not be in winter? This means that our prayer can affect his coming. Oh, saints, we need to give ourselves to pray that the Lord, to say, amen, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I was worried about what was going to happen in the world. I felt pretty sad about the bad things that were going to take place and that the world was going to get worse and worse. And I told a brother about this, and you know what he said? He said that he was glad that the Lord was coming back. Amen, saints. The Lord is coming soon.
Amen.
We must place our hope in the Lord while the rest of the world is worried about everything else. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoyed the point about maturity, and especially the story about Jacob. And like, we've seen that he suffered like a lot, like he had so many sufferings, but at the end, like all those losses, he gained something, because he was actually transformed, and he gained this divine life at the end. So in our example, like in our lives, we may suffer a lot, like from a lot of things, where we may wonder, why is this happening to me? But actually, the Lord is transforming us every day.
Amen.
And so to attain divine life. Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the topic of living a revived life. Now, part of this topic includes waking up early to read the morning revival. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I was pretty condemned. I am guilty of not really waking up early and doing these things. But hallelujah, it's very easy. All we need to do is sleep early, put away your phone, and do not give the enemy ground. And I was very impressed that if we do this, we can hasten the Lord's coming by one day. You and I can both do this. We can hasten the Lord's coming.
I really enjoyed the special fellowship yesterday and learning about all the prophecies regarding the Lord's coming back. And one verse that touched me was 2 Peter 1, verse 19. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for this conference.
Amen.
Thank you for every brother and sister that has been here and has been nourished by the Spirit, by the Lord, by the Word of God. Amen, brother. Something that really touched me during this conference was the fact that we need to be prepared for the Lord's coming. We need to give heed to the prophetic word. We need to take this seriously. And therefore, we need to be always prepared. We need to spend time with the Lord. We need to be always ready for the Lord. We need to love him. We need to nourish his sheep. And may the Lord help us, Lord, so we can always be with him and we can nourish his sheep and live him every day.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to grow where we are. Sometimes in our environment, people come or people go, and situations arise and challenges happen. And sometimes we ask the Lord, why are these happening? But he's giving us these challenges so that we can meet with him, so we can talk to him and, you know, communicate with him, so that we can be renewed day by day. So when these challenges come, we just need to say, amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I enjoyed in Daniel 9:23, Daniel is called preciousness itself. He is saturated and filled with God and God's heart's desire. He prays for God's people, God's city, God's interest on earth, and we want to be those. In Jeremiah 15:19, Jehovah says to Jeremiah, if you bring out the precious from the worthless, you will be as my mouth. So for those who are under our care, we need to pray for them, ask the Lord, what's your heart's desire in them? What do you want to gain from them? He will speak to us. Then from our spirit, the Lord will have a way to reach them in their spirit and move in them. Lord, make us precious, even preciousness itself.
Amen.
Lord called us to love and to shepherd his sheep. And on one hand, I praise the Lord that he has shown me the vision of his glorious church, the body of Christ. But on the other hand, the Lord has shown me that I have had a critical heart towards the believers and to non-believers alike. The Lord showed me that instead I should be praying for these ones every time that I have a critical heart, instead to turn and to pray to the Lord. And maybe in that moment, the Lord will show me the beam in my own eye instead. So yeah, thank you, Lord. Cause us to love all of men, Lord.
Amen. The Lord will come secretly as a thief to those who love him and will take them away as his treasures. I think recently I've realized that we might know a lot of things about the Bible, even about the prophecies of his return, but crucially, if we do not love him, then we will not love his appearing, and we would not want him to come back because we're just not ready yet. Just like how the Shulamite went through a lot of transformations in Song of Songs, and at the end of the book, she was finally able to say, "Make haste, my beloved." So we should also be those who love the Lord to the uttermost. And one example of a mature believer who had this experience and wrote this song, in it it says, "O Lord, how can these earthly loves and pleasures with all the joy of thy return compare? Then if I cannot here behold thy countenance, what can I do but sigh till thou, my Lord, appear?"
Amen. The Lord's coming back is related to our growth in life. So how do we grow in life? It is through God's sovereignty. So God places us like in an environment with the people around us, with things, with matters to transform us. He wanted to empty us from every preoccupation that we have. But sometimes in our experience, we ask the Lord, why do these things happen to us? So initially I thought I was getting punished. I thought the Lord is punishing me because something bad is happening. But actually this situation is for our growth in life. The Lord wants to speak to you. The Lord wants to gain you in these situations. And also the example of Paul in Philippians 4:11-12, in whatever circumstances I am, to be content. In everything, in all things, I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. So this secret is that Paul has the full assurance that everything that is happening around him, God has assigned it to him. So that's why he was happy, he was content. So we should have, our attitude should be this way as well. Our maturity is not an overnight matter, but a daily matter. We need to choose to be overcomers. This is our destiny. Our destiny is to be his bride and be ready for his coming back.
The brother began the message this weekend by saying that the burden is not the Lord's coming, but we being ready. And if you look at the first message, Roman 1D, we should love the Lord's appearing and look forward to it with endless expectation and joy. His coming back is a warning and an encouragement and an incentive to us. In this reading, all the time I realize my focus is on the warning, but not the encouragement and an incentive, because I'm seeing the Lord as a judge coming and not as a bridegroom. I realize I don't have much love for the Lord. That is why I see him as a judge instead of seeing him also and much more as a bridegroom. Indeed, love is the most excellent way. Amen. It's a question how much love I have in myself for the Lord, and I pray that I will learn to love the Lord more. Amen. Amen.
I enjoyed that every suffering is an opportunity for us to be revived and be renewed in our life. And the Lord will never make us suffer in vain. And it's always within our capacity. So instead of fearing the cross, we should say, "Amen. Amen. Lord, renew us."
Amen. I was really touched by this point here. What kind of service can we offer that will get us ready and prepare the bride? John 21, verse 15. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." I was just so touched that as we prepare ourselves by loving the Lord's appearing and by reading his word, the shepherding and loving heart of the shepherd, of the chief shepherd Christ, become my heart. And that way, I can not only prepare myself for the Lord's coming, but I can also help to prepare the whole bride, which is a service that God needs from me. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus will ask us two questions when we meet face to face. The first one is, how much oil we have in our vessel? And the second question is, have you shepherded my sheep? Oh, Lord needs our cooperation today. We need to love the Lord, love his word, and shepherd his sheep.
Amen. Hello, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Probably not. Okay. I'm really thankful for this conference today, or this weekend. My prayer is for God to renew my mind so that a song that I really appreciate is in my prayer and deepest plea, in my spirit always be saturated and soaked with thee. This would be my life daily, every hour expecting thee. This I pray, Lord, desperately. Amen. And because I want God's spirit, I guess, to be shared when I speak, I also wanted to share, sorry, I know the time is running up. I also wanted to share that as much as, and it's aligned with what we were saying today, as much as we're willing to share our sufferings with families and friends, but sometimes people that can't edify us in Christ, I pray that I will be able to connect with my church brothers and sisters to be open so I can be edified in Christ.
Amen. I just wanted to share this few verses from Matthew 24 I really enjoyed. For just as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day in which Noah entered into the ark. And they did not know that judgment was coming until the flood came and took all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. Lord, let us be ready for your coming. Amen.
Before the conference, and then I don't like the feeling of I'm filled with Holy Spirit, but in the other day, I feel empty with Holy Spirit. So I asked the question, do I have the Holy Spirit? So during this conference, and I just feel, oh, it's here, it's burning, it's moving, it's guiding me, and it's here. So I just want to say thank you for this conference, and then so let us all have the burning desire in Christ and keep going.
Amen. What an encouraging and timely word to all of us. I know a lot of you said you were feeling condemned this morning, but guess what? All of us should be encouraged. Amen. I really enjoyed that the brothers started this message with this verses in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. So on the one side, we know clearly that none of us are ready for the Lord's coming back. That's kind of discouraging. But the Lord says he's making us ready. Amen. We have an enabling one who enables us. In all things that we're encountering, he is making us ready. Amen. And therefore, actually, the verse before 4:16 says, "For all these things are for your sakes." Amen. Saints, do you say amen to all these things? Amen. We need to say amen to the Lord's coming. We also need to say, amen, Lord, make us ready today. Amen. And I really enjoy this word, maintaining our victory. That means we have already arrived. We have the victorious one in us. Amen. We need to maintain this heavenly and the victorious position day by day. Amen.
This is our foundation of living a revived living. And we've been renewed day by day. And it continues with the lightness of the afflictions that works out for us. And more surpassingly, an eternal weight of glory. So our focus should not be just on the outer man that is decaying. You know, when Abel made that comment yesterday regarding the threshold of feeling old and decaying, that means we're actually becoming old in our outer man. There are things that consume us. There's something that get in the way between us and God and us and man. But guess what? Our Christian journey starts with victory. And we're becoming shining brighter and brighter as the till the fullness of the day. So we should all be encouraged to go on. And the best way is to learn to turn to the Lord. So this message starts with ourselves in the individual sense. Are we the ones? You need to ask, am I ready? Is there oil in my vessel today? Am I the one that received the trust or the commission of love from the Lord that I am shepherding his sheep or his flock according to his will? Right? All these questions should turn us, even open our mouths to the Lord to cry out, oh Lord, I cannot do this, but you can. You're the one making us ready in all things that you have arranged and put us into. And I really appreciate this word that not only that we have the prophetic word given to us, but we have the living pattern that lives in us and throughout all the scriptures. We see the patterns of Jesus. You know, he made the detour to save that Samaritan woman. Guess who else he saved? He saved Peter. Did you not realize that he took a detour after his resurrection before ascension so that he can find Peter? And we all agree we're all Peters. We need the Lord's shepherding love. So that we can have the same love to shepherd one another, Amen. To shepherd the flock of God. Amen. So may this living pattern that was given and witnessing through our living and giving through the speaking of the brothers become a reality in our living, Amen. And even become our commission as we go back to our campuses and wherever we are, that we are the ones making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. Praise the Lord for this word. Amen. Take courage, college students. Amen.